D. Mace Vingen and Donick 102.5 The Game. Willie Donick, Derek Mason, Adam Vingen here with you. We are pleased to be joined on our phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, by ESPN NFL analyst Dan Orlovsky. Dan, thank you so much for joining us today. How are you?
I'm doing great. Good to be with you.
Thank you, Dan. We are glad to have you on today after the news in Titans land that Brian Callahan has handed over his play-calling duties to the quarterback coach. I want to ask you a philosophical question about that. Roughly half the head coaches in the NFL also call plays. Now, Brian Callahan was on this list. He no longer is. What does it take to be successful at that? And based on what you have seen, why wasn't Brian Callahan cut out to handle both responsibilities?
Yeah, you hopefully got a lot of time. So what's it take to be successful? I think that, you know, there's a feel and a art and a rhythm to play calls. You know, one of the things I say all the time is it's not the call, it's when you call it. All the great play callers I've been around, they're one, constantly gathering information of what the defense is doing to personnels or looks or formations. Two, they're constantly building sequencing. They're leaving breadcrumbs to help other and further play calls down the road, and you call them at the right times. And it's an information and it's a feel thing. And I think those are the trademarks, obviously having good players executing, obviously. but those are the trademarks. And then why hasn't gone well for Cali? You know, there's a lot attached to it, the offensive line and their roller coaster performance. The quarterback changes, the perimeter players maybe not being as consistent as needed. And so there's a lot that goes into making it work.
Dan, you have not been shy about your fandom of Cam Ward and his potential at the NFL level. Through his first three NFL starts, which aspect of his game has impressed you most? And on the other hand, which aspect of his game do you think still needs the most work?
Yeah, I lost you there for a second. Hopefully, you're talking about Cam and what needs work.
Yes, I would love to know which aspect of his game, has impressed you the most through three starts, and on the other hand, which aspect you think still needs the most work.
Yeah. What's impressed me is just the natural ability to throw the ball into tight windows and the willingness to do it, the gumption, the courage, the balls to try to fit balls in NFL windows. I love that as a rookie. I think that's what rookies should do. I think his arm is so loose in a good way, you know, that ball jumps off of his hand and he can drop it into certain angles it's special and still be accurate. So I love that. I think he sees the field clean right now. For the most part, it's not perfect. And he's doing the right thing with the football on a consistent basis. The two things that are just going to have to, you know, like really get developed as the season goes on, and candidly, the off season is, one, you got to let plays die in situational football. Because you never want to take the talent away from the guy. Like everyone says, you know, these players, they got to learn to throw the football away. Yeah, but then that takes the special away. So situationally, let plays die. You know, if it's third and three, third and four, and you're at your own 40-yard line, and you try to go make a play, I'm good with that. If it's third and one, and we're on the 25, and you try to go do something crazy when you know we're going for on fourth down, then we got issues, okay? So let it die. And there's still moments when he just doesn't set his feet properly because he doesn't have to all the time. I think that's a dangerous position to constantly think it's okay to be in. So when you have the opportunity to set your feet, let's set our feet and drill the football rather than not, because we're capable of doing it.
We're talking with Dan Orlovsky, ESPN NFL analyst. Now, Dan, now that Callahan has relieved himself of his offensive coordinator duties, how much does it change for Cam Ward now that Bo Hardigree is the OC? Does it change it much? Especially now that he's still developing as a quarterback.
Yeah, I've been a part of a play caller change in the NFL midseason. It didn't change a lot early, you know, that initial 2 or 3 week stretch. You just don't have the time in the mental horsepower to overhaul things. I think throughout the season you can make alterations and change some things, do more of or do less of. You can change some verbiage and whatnot. But my perspective is this, is maybe Callahan taking a step back and saying, I'm so close that I can't see it. You know, and so hopefully this allows him to take a step back, new play caller, but he could have a different vantage point of, you know, maybe what they have to get to, what's the adjustment, how the defense is playing against them, and he can spend more time on thinking about what the next step is in game rather than, okay, I got to have this conversation, and we got to talk about this, and it, maybe he won't be too close where he can make some adjustments.
Now, as far as Callahan moving forward, what does he have to do to retain his job? Because obviously he no longer is in control of the offense on the day of the game. I understand that he still will be giving his input during the week, but on game day, those are no longer his duties. Is it just winning that will save his job, or do they need to see better with the game-to-game operations with the head coach?
No, they got to win. I mean, they got to win, and it can't be, you know, these, you know, kind of non-consistent, almost fluke-style wins. They got to play better football. They got to play cleaner football. Got to manage the football game better, and they're going to have to win games. That's, you know, the nature of that business, and especially one that has a young, talented quarterback in his first year. We have a lot of evidence in the NFL that, you know, that coach that gets, quote-unquote, held on to for the following season, it doesn't go that swimmingly well. So, you know, I think that there's got to be clean football operation. They got to be ahead of situational moments. He's got to manage everything really well, and there's no question about it. They got to win.
We're talking to Dan Orlovsky, tremendous analyst of the NFL for ESPN. And, Dan, you have a unique perspective on Brian Callahan because – you overlapped him in Detroit way back when.
Yeah.
Tell me, has it surprised you at all that he has struggled this much with some of the stuff that he's being criticized for?
Yes, because, you know, when I was with Cali, I mean, one, grew up in the football family. Like, you know, he's been around football his whole life. Obviously, his dad, one of the all-time greats. When I was with him, you know, he was young, hungry, intelligent, eager to learn, and he was around really good quarterbacks. You know, he had been around Matthew Stafford. He had, you know, guys like Peyton Manning. You know, he had watched it and been around it at a really high level and been around some really good head coaches, really successful head coaches, obviously Joe Burrow, Zach Taylor. So I'm surprised in a way, and there's also just the reality, guys. I'm rooting for a friend. You know, I'm pulling for my friend to do well. I also know that this league is unbelievably difficult, and just because you are in a certain role doesn't mean you're going to do well in it or thrive in it, and it doesn't make you a bad coach. You just might be bad in that role. And so, listen, there's not a ton of great head coaches in that league. There's some, and they stand out, and it's a hard job. It's a hard job to do well.
You've had some great insight on the art of play calling. I'm curious, as you watch and evaluate the Titans, I would imagine you're evaluating how you call plays for that group as opposed to, say, a loaded roster like we saw last night with the Lions, where you have all of these playmakers all over the field. How difficult do you think it is for any play caller when you have a rookie quarterback, you've got an injured right tackle, you have a lot of inexperience at wide receiver, and your best wide receiver is really struggling in Calvin Ridley? That's got to be very tough for any play caller.
Oh, big time. You know, great coaches are because of great players. I would tell you this, if not the best play caller I've ever been around, I'll give you two, would be Gary Kubiak and Sean McVay. And I would tell you the one thing that those guys did that had so much in common was every single play started with, how do we block it? Can we protect it? And if they couldn't or didn't feel good about it, and I'm talking about multiple fronts and multiple pressures, if they couldn't, they wouldn't call it. And, you know, when you have an offensive line that maybe isn't capable of doing a lot of stuff, it shrinks your options, right? Because you can't get to all kinds of different plays because you can't get to all kinds of different protections. And so, yeah, it's the It's the health of the offensive line. It's the capability of the offensive line and the quarterback and the running back. You know, everyone's got to be able to protect certain things. And so when you can't do that, that's hard on a play caller, because there might be a lot of things that you would love to get to that you just know you can't. Or you go, we got to do more and we got to diversify. And you might be doing things that deep down inside you know you shouldn't be doing or can't do because of that first starting point of protection. So, you know, when you're struggling in that, it's hard to call plays. It's hard to sequence plays.
Dan, if they called you in and said, hey, look, it's essential that Cam Ward get through this firestorm that he's going through. Everything is riding on him making it. We know the track record of how many young quarterbacks don't make it based on all that goes around them. What's the best advice that you could give them to say, this is how we're going to keep Cam Ward moving in the right direction while we figure everything else out?
Yeah, so number one, I would make sure that we got in a room with Cam Ward and say, I want you to continue to play to your style mentality-wise. I want you to continue to be aggressive with the football. I don't want you to worry about wins and losses right now. Easy for me to say, my job's not on the line, but I'm just being honest. I want you to learn how to play this position at this league or in this league at this level and be process-driven about it. The second thing is, I would want to get into a room with everybody on offense and say, stylistically, are we playing in a way that allows our whole offense, not just the quarterback, in 2025 to play at the right way? And that's not living in the shotgun, and that's not catch and throw, and that's not heavy RPO. It's not 2019 and 2020 anymore. So I would stylistically go, we have to put our young quarterback under center more. We have to build more multiple tight end packages. We have to play action pass, and we have to make sure that we are building in protections down the field. I think the second thing is, every single Tuesday, I would be on the field with him for an hour working his fundamentals. Every single Tuesday. And then every day of practice for 20 to 30 minutes, we are working one-on-one with your fundamentals. Fundamentals. Because if his fundamentals clean up, everything will take care of itself. But in the NFL, during the season, you pay such little attention to that, specifically with young quarterbacks, because they just want to win. And that's when bad stuff habit-wise gets created.
ESPN NFL analyst Dan Orlovsky has been our guest on D-Mace, Vingan, and Dunnick. Dan, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Be well, guys. Thank you.
Dan Orlovsky on the program. We will react to what Dan had to say. You can as well at 615-737-1025. By the way, our show is presented by Bax Homeworks. Financing options are available to make your remodel easier than you think with Bax Homeworks. You can find them online at BAX.com. Homeworks.com. Willie Dunnick, Derek Mason, Adam Vingan, 102.5 The Game.